It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Little Scissor Sisters for you.
Say that 10 times fast.
Scissor.
You sound like you're speaking Portuguese, man.
Come on,
that's funny, man. Portuguese. Get it?
No. Is that what they sound like? Do they mumble?
Yeah. No, they sound like mosquitoes. Well, it's weird. You know, like guys, Brazilians and Portuguese. They all speak Portuguese.
Okay. I've heard Brazilians talk. They don't sound like mosquitoes.
Well, you know, if you're looking at one of those girls, it sounds more like... 303-831-1340 if you want to join. You're welcome. Seriously, if you want to call, you're welcome to call. We could talk music. There's just nothing going on. If we were talking about like how hard someone throws, seriously, that's like the big news today?
No, I mean, there's other big news. You've got, like I said, you've got the Masters coming up. People are still talking about the terrible officiating from the national championship game on Monday. I heard someone talking about it today at the gas station. I'm like, why? I don't even know if they were fans of either team, but they just thought that the refs had ruined the whole game for them. Now, we didn't really get a chance to watch it because we were on the air at the time of the game, and so we could see it without any sound. And from what I saw, it looked okay, but people were saying it was a terrible game. The refs screwed it up, and of course you see later that they did miss a handful of calls, and that happens, though, man. That is in the confines of sports. People will miss calls. That's the human element. That's why I don't want computers calling balls and strikes.
Unless you're golf, and then you can call it in like 2 days later.
Well, and that's people are still talking about that, too. There's not a ton of stuff.
Speaking of calling things, hey, listen, I just saw something huge that I didn't know that I was disappointed in. Not surprised, not really disappointed, kind of a little shocked, and then like, no, not really shocked.
What?
Did you hear about Barry Manilow?
Did he die?
No.
Oh, good.
No, he's fine.
What about him?
He came out of the closet and is, in fact, gay.
How was that a surprise to anybody?
Well, come on.
That's like when people were actually surprised when
Elton John was not a surprise. Ricky Martin, not a surprise.
Okay, for our parents, it was a surprise for Elton John. He'd been married to a woman, and they're like, oh, well, he's not gay. But that was when people didn't understand the whole concept of the beard. You know what I mean? What's his name? He's dead now. Michael. Faith. George Michael. When he came out of the closet, I know people who were sincerely shocked. I'm not kidding.
And those people were morons.
Well, I know. I agree. I'm like, how did you not know?
Next thing you're
going to
tell me is that RuPaul's gay.
I'm going to guess, yeah. Liberace.
Guess.
People didn't realize Liberace was gay back in the day. Which, again, mind blown. They just thought he was theatrical. I mean, I'm sure there were some people that were like, oh, no, yeah, of course he is. Like, all the gays knew he was gay.
Like, they were like, damn, girl.
you don't get it. But, I mean, there were a ton of folks who were sincerely like, what?
Do you know who's the gayest person I ever met?
Is it the happiest person you've ever met?
No. Well,
just the
gayest
person.
When I was in college, I was a bouncer, which is really funny, but I was a bouncer at a bar called American Pie, and it specialized in the 70s.
Okay.
So they brought in a concert. And who was the lead concert?
I can't even
Village People.
Oh, well, okay, that makes sense.
And so my job was to go backstage and see if they need anything.
Sure.
And I walked back, and I will tell you that the and I believe he has now since died, but the original biker.
Okay, yeah.
Was like, you can get me lots of stuff, but why don't you start with some coffee? And I was like, I'm telling you like a man tells a woman no. I'm telling you no.
No.
Now I'm going to back out slowly.
No means no.
Yes. Like the guy with the tigers. Walking away.
Very slowly.
Walking away. Walking away. My good. Like, seriously. Like, I was like, all I could think of is I left. It's like, you know what? That's everything I could have hoped for in a Village People.
Well, it's the Village People. I mean, it should not have been.
No, it was awesome. It was awesome because they were as gay as I could hope for. Like, seriously.
As they should be. I mean, that was who they were.
But wow, man. Like, yeah. Wow. Like, wow. Well, like, seriously, wow.
Speaking as a guy who has done a lot of musical theater and a lot of musical theater in Denver, generally in the casts, when it all is said and done, it's usually 25 to 30 people in a cast, you know, for a big musical, Young Frankenstein, Little Whorehouse in Texas, that kind of thing. And more than half of the, well, about half of them are guys probably. So of 15 to 17 guys in a cast, I can guarantee you, in all the shows I've been in, I'm like one of three straight men in that cast.
Usually. Yeah. And here's some advice that I would give for all the children out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a boy and you are a heterosexual boy,
mm-hmm.
and you are 13 and you are 14 and you may not be the sporting type,
mm-hmm.
or even if you are the sporting type, I was definitely a sporting type.
Mm-hmm.
If you like musicals, man, go and do musical theater, because let
Absolutely.
Me tell you something. As a straight teenager in the theater department.
Oh yeah.
I mean, okay. So if it was like me and Big Fuzz and the football team in high school against a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be anything, but
right.
but if we were to go and be in theater, even if we didn't sing,
right,
simply because everybody else there isn't really interested in the girls, and the girls will recognize it, and when they find someone who's actually a boy who is heterosexual and is interested in theater or musical,
they
music,
love it.
They love it.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Now, that does change when you get to a more professional level, because they take it. It's a job, and I will not say that those show relationships don't happen, because they do. They still do, even at a more professional level. But it's not as it's
All
not
I'm
as.
All I'm saying is, man, is if you want to meet a girl and you're going into high school, there's a lot of
yes.
things worse you can do.
Oh,
and
yeah.
you know what? Who cares what some football player says? Who cares what some cheerleader says?
Oh, hey, man, I played football, and I was also in the musicals and plays in high school and college.
I wrestled and was in the musicals, and you want to know what? Mm. I think people were scared because they knew I could wrestle.
Okay. People, like, who, what people were scared?
Like, you know, those people.
What do you?
Well, you know,
those
people who were against us.
You're completely are not making any sense now.
Listen,
don't know.
As we learned a long time ago on a station far, far away,
yes.
you can either be for us, you can be against us. And too many of those people in college were against us.
What do you mean, you people?
Wait for it.
What do you mean, you people?
I seriously still have, you've completely gone off the rails. I don't know what you're talking about. Who's again who? You went from musical theater and good advice for teenage
boys.
Well,
those people who are like on the football team who are, again, all the people who are, you know, and all the people who you would sing, you know.
See,
that.
I didn't grow up in a John Hughes movie, so I didn't actually have, like, I didn't have any of my football buddies like, oh my God, you're going to be doing.
Do you want to know what it feels like?
Theater?
Do you know what it feels like to grow up in a John Hughes movie? Say it again. Say that thing that you were saying.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're doing
it. If you leave, don't leave now. I will. Okay, no, you got to keep talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't believe you're going to be doing theater. What kind of wussy are you? Man, I'm going to beat you up right now because, you know, nerd and theater guy.
That's how it feels to be in a John Hughes movie.
Well, now I know. Because I just didn't run into a lot of those people that were like, you've got to either be football or you're just theater. You can't do both. Because I did that and edited the newspaper and the yearbook and was in band. And you know the one thing I didn't do?
Drugs, right? Obviously.
No. Well, no, I didn't do drugs in high school.
Obviously, because you were all that, you weren't doing drugs.
No.
Maybe meth, but
nope.
Prob no.
Was not doing drugs in high school. You know what I did not do was I did not sing in a choir.
I sang in a choir.
I should have. I should have sung in the choir, but I never did.
I got into the choir in as a sophomore, because we were only a 3-year school.
Okay.
So 10th grade, I got in as a sophomore, and was in the and we were number one in state, man, my junior year.
You know,
state title.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! We're number one. We were by ourselves, just you know, sitting
right.
there in the middle of an empty parking lot when we were doing it. But we're number one.
Hey, one of the greatest football receivers of all time took ballet to help his footwork.
Franco Harris?
No, I said receiver. Now, while he did make a great reception, the miraculous one, I'm talking about Lynn Swann. And I think Jerry Rice also did some ballet. Two of the best of all time. So it's not one or the other, folks. You can do both. As John Hughes has told us.
Ballet's gross.
Ballet dancers aren't.
Male ones are.
No.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of Whatever That Was coming up.